This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Fat Man or Fatman. My name is Wayne.
Definitely Fat Man, isn't it?
Yeah.
My name is Paul. Straight into it then for this very recently released black comedy action thriller.
Sure.
Written and directed by Esham Nelms and Ian Nelms and stars Mel Gibson, Wayne's favorite Walton Goggins, Marianne Jean-Baptiste, David Gordon Green and Danny McBride serve as executive producers of the film. It's 100 minutes long. The budget, no word on that. It took around about $150,000 in its opening weekend. It's already out to stream if you're at all interested.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it was one of those weird arrangements.
Hybrid.
Quick few days in the theaters, and then now you can download and enjoy in the safety of your own home as COVID continues its rampage across the world. Wayne, what's it about?
To save his declining business, Kris Kringle, also known as Santa Claus, that's right, the Santa Claus, is forced into a partnership with the U.S. military. Making matters worse, Kris gets locked into a deadly battle of wits against this highly skilled assassin played by Walton Goggins. The assassin was hired by a precocious 12-year-old little cunt who hates Santa Claus, and he received like a lump of coal in his stocking, and so he hates Santa Claus. So that is what this movie is about, basically. By the way, Santa Claus has elves. They're real.
So it's a strange beast, this film.
Really strange beast.
Now, we saw it separately.
Sometimes, so we don't know how we all
travel
about
to
this.
The theater together to see these films. But not on this particular occasion, so we've got no idea.
No, I don't know. And I'm really intrigued at what Paul thinks, because, well, please tell me.
Well, I think it's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't love it. Uh-huh. I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I think there were things to like about it, and I think there were things that it fell well short on what it was trying to achieve. Basically, it boils down to this. I think there were two films here and it tried to meld them together. And neither one of them is as satisfying as it should be.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
What did you think?
I liked it a lot.
Ooh.
I liked it a lot. This is...
Hot damn!
Better than good, possibly slightly short of great. That's what I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I love this idea. The idea is that Santa Claus is real and the execution of making a movie about Santa Claus who is real and is apparently superhuman.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is also at least extra human.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's been alive since fucking the 1900s or whenever it is that they actually reference that he's been around for all the Christmases.
We've been alive since the 1900s, but yeah. Okay.
Sorry, 1901 is what they say. Early 1900s. That idea, that, and then you put it in this real setting and then you make it an R-rated film and then you add guns and shooting and hitman and... That's a fucking great idea. I really liked it. And so I thought the execution was spot on. Mel Gibson is doing a great job.
Yeah. I think the two leads are the best thing about this film.
Mm.
Gibson is solid. Good, I'd even say. Because it's perfectly cast in that he's this crotchety,
grizzled,
angry at the world kind of fucking hell, it's not like it used to be type dude.
Absolutely.
And Walton Goggins is just weird as fuck.
Yep.
Which is exactly what Walton Goggins really
Precisely.
Is.
Precisely. You don't cultivate that hairstyle for no reason.
There's even an extended sequence where he's combing said hairstyle into place in the film. So I thought that part was... So what I signed on for and what the trailer makes it look like is it's exactly the second film you described. And that is spoilt kid hires somehow a hitman to kill... Fat Man.
That's right. Was it not that movie to you?
Well, it was a lot of not much happening as they slowly wind their way towards one another. Meanwhile, the second film is we're trying to ground Santa as being this realistic kind of how he would operate in a world today.
Yeah.
Right? And so when he falls into, like many, many businesses have, it's not going to work out anymore. He has to start making decisions that he doesn't like.
Right.
I.e. throwing him with the army and all the rest of it.
Exactly.
Those felt very disparate, those two films, to me.
See, interesting, because I found no problem there whatsoever. The idea that it's a realistic setting, and yes, Santa Claus does have guns and shoot a few people, but not he's not like a armor or anything, but clearly people have been trying to kill him for hundreds or whatever. Hundreds. A long time.
Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, anyway, however long, right? That's all cool. And then he's got like industrial relations issues with the elves, right? And the elves themselves are superhuman and they only eat cakes and shit and they can work 24 hours a day or whatever.
Yep. 20 minute rests.
Yeah, and it's like, and no wonder they're this wonderful like factory setting, but they all seem to be quite happy, so it's okay, right? But then
labor is okay as long as you feed your children treats.
It seems like that's what they're meant to be. Yeah, that's the thing. But when he comes out and he's like, look, I'm sorry, everyone. You know, times are hard and I'm going to have to do this government thing. And then the elves seem to be these awesome little people who are basically way more talented than humans, right?
Yep.
I mean, assuming they're some version of human. That whole, like, I've got to do something and we got to do a government, you know.
Contract, yeah.
That seems in step with I also can kill people and like, it's what was cool about it was that Mel Gibson is like, they show him and you sort of find out through the movie that he's like incredibly strong or he's, you know, he's Santa Claus. So he's, who knows exactly what he is? He may not even be human. He's just a version of a human.
Well, they work very hard to shy away from the...
fantasticalness?
Yes.
Yes, so that's why it's cool.
You see very briefly the reindeer.
Yeah.
But you don't see them fly.
Yes.
Right.
Very, very good. Yep. Very good idea. Because
I'm fine with that. That's a smart choice. I would agree. You know, Santa goes off on Christmas Eve in this film, but we don't see any other than the results of his journey. If I can put it that way.
And his sleigh isn't like some souped up fucking supernatural shit. It's a sleigh, and it gets shot at by people, and he gets shot, you know, because it's like fucking boarded up and stuff. So the fact that they just come back to him after Christmas night, where he's been around the world and given all these people their shit. And then he just walks in and he's like, you know, attending to his wound and he gets in bed. That's the way to handle this. So if we'd seen anything like that, it would have taken me out of it. So that, I believe, is very, very cool.
Right. Fair enough.
You know, I'm
whereas
actually...
Whereas for me, a lot of waiting around, a lot of twiddling thumbs, a lot of getting pieces into place. And I'm like, And I did not at all like the kid sort of subplot.
Okay, let's talk about the kid.
That's the worst part of the film for me.
Right.
By a long way.
Okay, so what's happening here is that the kid
be careful because we don't want to get spoilers. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously the person who hires the hitman is a kid and he's a spoiled little shit and he's like, you know, shown to be such almost, well, homicidally, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he has, you know, that his parents aren't particularly close to him. He's being raised by his grandmother who seems to be a bit of a cunt. And that's all that. But I know, and that is probably the worst part of the movie. However, they're making the end of the movie valid by doing that. I will agree with you. That was the least fun part to watch. So yeah, it's not perfect, which is what stops it from being great. But I remember as I was watching the movie, I'm like, I'm undoubtedly enjoying this.
Good.
And
yeah, I'm not having a go at you for it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But like, I actually think, because I've been looking online and this thing's getting slated, man. On Rotten Ass or whatever, it's like
42%.
Yeah, in its 40s, and most people are shitting on it. And this is one of those rare occasions where I'm like, oh, this is kind of good, man. There's no way it's a 40. To me, it's, well, you'll see. But yeah.
We will hear the score eventually, yes. Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not as harsh as that, anywhere near as harsh as that, don't get me wrong. It's a pass for me. Mm. It's going to be that. But there were too many things about this film which didn't work for me that required too much patience. This film should have been fast. It should have been breezy. It should have been entertaining the whole way through. Whereas for me, it was a grind.
I sort of understand why you might think that if you found these other bits like an interruption rather than enriching the characters. Mm. But the premise of the simple but good characterizations just helped me because I'm sitting there going, okay, so Santa's this guy. The bad guy is definitely weird. Santa's definitely like whatever. The military guys are all military guys. You know what I mean? Like, and then the wife is such a nice person and that sort of shit, right? So that's helping me just deal with all the other things in the movie. You say that, like, I think that the narrative being more complex than just the killer Santa thing, I think you need that to an extent. You might be right that they were played a bit long for what we were doing, but like I said,
I just feel like it's two different films. That film about Santa having to give up what he loves to survive in this corporate world now.
Yeah.
This overly capitalistic world. That's great. That's a movie unto itself, I think. And then there's this movie about a kid who's grown up hating and resenting Santa. Mm-hmm. And once revenge happens to be a very skilled contract killer, that's a movie unto itself as well, had it been played differently.
Yeah. Do you think... I actually think that Mel Gibson's Santa Claus... I think he's still a charismatic actor. I actually think that. Like,
he gets a little bit... He gets some heart. And that's really where Mrs. Kringle comes in.
Absolutely.
To really humanize him, if I can use that term.
Yeah. And that's a big part of it. So we... I don't know. I think that he... Like, I don't... Actually can't think of anyone else who would do this as well, Mel Gibson, right now. Not even Nick Nolte would do this. He hasn't got.
I don't know.
Yeah, he'd be like Santa Claus. Yeah. Ho ho ho.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. Well, look, Dick, that's our general impressions. Let's hit the spoiler button and then get into particulars of the plot on the other side because we're dancing around some things that we want to talk about.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Jack. You may not be able to handle the truth if you haven't seen the film. So steer clear from this point on if you are planning to see Fat Man in any point in the near future. All right, what did you think of the way it all played out?
Excellently. We knew that the Walton Goggins character had to get his comeuppance, and that was handled relatively well. I will tell you that with the action scenes such as they are, the shootouts and so on, they are also played very well. very realistically. As they're not spectacular.
No,
it's
not
him
at all.
Jumping between things, and he's fat because he's fat, Santa Claus. He's only got two guns. One's a fucking like looks like a Civil War fucking
yeah,
like
yeah, flintlock pistol.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, some shit like that. One Goggins has got his fucking tight ass, fucking all his like tech and shit. Sam manages to take out the entire base of military people, which is very impressive.
Yeah, and also a lot bollocky, but anyway,
it's bollocky, but like I guess it works to show that he's such a force to be reckoned with. I think what gave me. I won't say I enjoy this, but the edge to the movie that the fact that Walton Goggins is just a killer and he kills everyone that he comes across with pretty much, right, is so harsh that it makes me respect at least the premise of the movie more.
Okay.
So, do you know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't R-rated, it'd be shit, right? It'd be shit. So
I found it sort of shied away from a lot of the violence. Like, we didn't see him. I mean, we knew he killed people. We didn't see any of the results of that until very late in the film. Even the first few guards or military guys that it kills, it's all done off camera.
Yeah, and I think that's good though, because I suppose they needed to cut it a bit because you want Mel Gibson to have airtime and stuff like that between all of those things. There are a couple of tonal shifts that I think didn't work. For example, there's a moment where the little shit kid is terrorizing and like has like this little girl hostage and he's like scaring her and stuff, and it cuts right from that to like this tender moment between Mel Gibson and his wife, and I'm like, okay, I don't know. Is this like a first time director? No, it wouldn't be a first
no,
time.
The Nelms brothers did Small Town Crime.
Oh,
which is
really?
A great film.
Yeah, you know what? I like that fucking film
far
too.
Far superior to this one.
Yeah, but that one wasn't Heaven Santa Claus. I mean, like, this is an idea. This is high concept, kind of.
Yeah, it's
kind of.
Still, I think that film has a lot of the same kind of moving parts, weird people coming together for a big battle final shootout thing. That film works way better for me. I think John Hawkes in that film is better than Mel Gibson in this movie.
And that's, yeah, you're right. And that's another thing. Like, this is the, it's hard to say anti-hero, but John Hawkes in that, is it name John Hawkes?
Yeah.
John Hawkes in that film. He's like a weird sort of, like sort of downtrodden kind of dude. And then you end up liking him.
Yeah.
It's much like, I think, well, Santa Claus is Santa Claus. You think you're supposed to like him anyway, but he's still grizzled him, but on his side. So it's cool.
There's some real DNA, a shared DNA in these two films. But yeah, for me, if you want to check out a better film, check out Small Town Crime. That said, in this particular case, some other bits and pieces about the film which I want to touch on. I don't buy for a second this kid was the way he was based on an absent father.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't work for me
at
all.
You would know.
He was stealing his grandmother's money to finance Walton Goggins,
mm-hmm.
and the driver somehow put him in touch, our mutual friend. So no one's talking about, like, none of that worked for me at all.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I mean,
why is everyone so scared of him? Like, again, so he could fire them? Whatever, find another fucking job. This kid's a little monster.
Okay.
None of that was explained well enough for me.
I see what you mean, but you know how he's like just stealing his grandmother's checks and writing checks to people,
and then he's gonna kill her. he's gonna poison.
Yeah, then he's gonna kill. Yeah, so he's obviously just a piece of shit.
Oh, he's a complete psychopath.
Yeah, but then that's very much something a young stupid kid does. Like, you'll go and steal shit, and you know you're gonna get caught, which he is about to get caught when she realizes all this money's missing. But you do it anyway because you're a fucking stupid little kid. So you know, for me, it wasn't as on. Having said that, I don't have kids, and I don't know what kids are like.
Also, you know, would you murder people left, right, and center if you get away with it? I don't think so.
No, you're right. You have to be psychotic.
I hope not.
He must hate his parents. Yeah, I don't know. They went some way towards trying to explain that by saying that he's neglected, but it's not enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So all neglected kids will just kill Santa Claus if they get the chance.
Maybe just neglected rich cunts.
So that didn't at all work for me. But what did work for me, I quite liked the leader of the military guys. It was very easy to be the cliched. They're all assholes.
Yep.
And he wasn't. He was kind of like, oh, you run a really tight ship here. Yeah. I really respect it.
He was really, really, impressed at the productivity.
Yes.
Right? Which I knew you would resonate with.
I was like that sort of subverting of the trope that all military soldiers
are
bad guys.
Exactly.
Basically.
And, it made him such a more interesting character.
Yeah. And now he went down trying to protect the elves and the like.
He was a good guy.
He was, in fact, his was the best death in the whole movie, I think.
Yeah. So. I would agree. And you notice they didn't kill any of the little people.
No, not one single elf.
And even as I was watching, I'm like, there's no way any of these little guys get shot. No way. It'll be a near miss or something.
But again, even that's weird to me. Like, why are we stopped short there? We're prepared to
you
go
know
all
why,
other
Paul?
Ways.
You know why? Elves you can't can kill die. Fucking. You can't kill, can. Like, midgets on a TV. Sorry. Little people on TV.
Yes, you can.
Like, yeah. No, you. Yeah, sorry. No, you can't, man. Like, I know you can, but no, you can't. You know what I'm saying? So
this film should have.
Yeah, once again, Paul would be happier if more people died.
I think at least seven should have died when he ran towards to let Santa know what was going on. He sacrificed himself.
For all we know, in the various sort of skirmishes where they ran out, some might have bought it. Do you know what I mean?
But Seven,
you
did. Wanted Seven to see. Was there at the end.
Seven had to. I knew Seven was not in danger. He's a motherfucking hero, alerting fucking Santa Claus.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the shit man. He can't go down. He and he little people man. All the fucking all the white guards went down like a motherfucker.
I want to give a big shout out here to good friend of the show, Gerald from Two Peas on a Podcast.
Yeah.
He interviewed the Nelms brothers.
Yeah, I saw
on a recent episode, which is a great interview. Very well done from Gerald. And they're great people to be interviewed. But they told some really interesting stories on there, including the fact that Mel Gibson just wouldn't go into the warming tent. He's what? Like, you guys are all out here in the freezing cold. I'm going to be out here with you.
He's a good guy.
Maybe not necessarily a good guy, but he's a good guy to work with, it would seem. Like, he's, if you're out here and suffering, I'm going to suffer with you.
These are the crew and the grips and stuff.
And so the crew were all like, oh, well, Mel's out here. Let's fucking do this shit.
That's got to be huge for
lots morale. Of other stories like that. I'm not going to steal any more of Gerald's thunder. Go over and check out that episode there. Yeah, so I wanted to mention that. And really, I guess that's about it. Also thought the very end terrible. Like, the last bit. They go to the kid.
Oh, let's talk about that.
To scare him after what he's done?
Yes. So here's what happens there, right? So Walton Goggins, first of all, Walton Goggins, spoilers, I know, drills fucking Santa Claus in the head with a bullet. Yeah. Bang, right?
That bit might be jumping.
I went, oh shit, like this, right? So this is good, right?
That was good, yep.
Then you don't realize that Santa Claus is so superhuman he can survive a bullet to the head, right? Aye. And shit just pretty much grows back. Then when they go back to now, because this kid needs to get fucked up on some level, right?
Oh, yeah.
Santa Claus goes back, and I'm like, I wonder if he's going to kill the child. And you know what? I would have been impressed, but think about this. Santa Claus is, look, you little fucker. Bam! And you kill this kid. Santa Claus killed a kid. And then the movie ends. It's like, whoa.
I'd have been like,
you can't handle the truth.
You wouldn't have been able to throw it, dickhead. You wouldn't have been able to throw in with Santa Claus if it ended like that. So I don't...
No, I'd have been like...
You can't have an imagery of Santa Claus destroying, like shooting a child in the head or whatever, right? You can't. You can't even have him torture him. All you can do is have him threaten.
I'm not wanting him to torture
well,
him.
Well, you know, if you want a kid to do something, then you have to slap that little fucker around.
No.
I'm not a parent, everyone. Don't worry.
And
nor do I know any children.
Nor does he babysit ever.
Never. But
no offers from his sister.
Literally, I've never looked after my own niece. Not because I slapped
can't
children around.
Imagine why?
But because I'm a single man who knows nothing about children. So there you are.
Sure.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. So
I would have liked.
I had no problem with you. I was just saying. Yeah. But okay. Wow.
Shocker.
Paul. Yeah. I get the heat, and Paul's like, "No, the kid should have died.
He deserved to die."
Yeah.
He's kidnapping, torturing little girls. He's prepared to murder his grandmother.
I prefer the kid got slapped around because then he learned something. You know what I'm saying?
Don't think he should have been tortured. I think it's just been very simple.
Not tortured, but like, yeah, okay. Yep. Disciplined heavily.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway. Disciplined. There you are.
Well, we know what goes on in Wayne's house, I'll tell you.
I live alone.
Let's wrap this one up then, Wayne, unless there's anything else you wanted to mention.
No, that's it.
Okay, what are you giving Fat Man as a score?
76.
Oh!
That's right. This is a good ass show. I recommend if you want an alternative Christmas movie, right? Like not some fucking light shit. This is what you're going to see. This or Die Hard.
Hot damn!
Oh, hang on, please. Which one should you watch? Okay, if you've never seen Fat Man before, sure. Which one are you going to watch again after that? Die Hard.
Yes, Die Hard's better than this one. But like, I probably shouldn't have put him in the same sentence. But no, yes.
Absolutely should not have.
But it's still good. I like this shit. Yeah. Paul, what do you like?
56.
56.
Yeah. Huh. It's a very low 3 stars for me. Like I said, passes, but yeah, wasn't okay. Great.
Interesting. Interesting.
I'm shocked that you loved it so much, but there we are.
I'm actually shocked that I like it so much. I'll be honest with you. Something must have went right here. Anyway, there we are.
So, they've got 2 passes and a big, huge recommend from Wayne. That is it for us today in this review of Fat Man. If you'd like to let us know what you thought of the film or indeed other things entirely, hit us up on Twitter at TheCountdownPC via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. You can join the Facebook listed community links in the show notes and like and follow the show on podbean.com. All right, that's it from us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And that was Wayne's voice breaking.
Fucking hell, sorry.
This has been The Soundboard.
That was The Soundboard's voice breaking.
We'll catch you next time.